this should be interesting. It's the news, according to me. Well, heidi ho there, neighbor. Hey, good morning, everybody. Good. It is Monday morning. It is 8:26 Central Standard Time. It is 9:26 Eastern Standard Time. I am currently actually in my car. I have been on my boat this morning. I got up at 4 o'clock this morning, Eastern Standard Time. Drove to the boat so I could be closer to, you know, Chicago, in case they call me today and tomorrow. Not thinking they're going to use me at all today or tomorrow. Tomorrow is probably more of a possibility, but at the same time, I think I'm just going to I'm hoping it's not going to happen, so I'll open one hand. Anyway, I'm in the car right now, currently driving. I just realized I need to go to Harbor Freight, of course, to get some parts, some tools that I left at home that I was going to use, and I practically tripped on them getting out of the garage, and I put them there specifically so I wouldn't forget them, and then I forgot them, so I'm going to go over there. It's a $5 thing, so I need to get out and do a little drive and go do that. That's what I'm doing right now. In my cup, currently, I have two cups, but both of the cups have sweet peach tea in them. I had to drink my chai. I drank my chai on the way over here this morning from, I'm currently in Michigan City. That's where the boat is. Michigan City, Indiana. I'm currently just working on that. So I'm driving, doing the show, same time, doing all this as I'm trying to figure all this out. Nothing technical going on, of course, other than just talking to an iPad. That's all I'm doing at the moment. A couple things going on, and I know I've talked about some things, but there's some interesting stuff going on. Of course, the news media is still basically at its wit's end trying to, I don't know, just go after Trump for whatever reason. It just seems to happen every week. There's always something that they have to go after the guy with. Now, he won some things in Supreme Court decision, namely this whole injunction thing. This injunction thing is something that the Democrats have always fought against and said it's very strange. In fact, Ketanji Brown and Sotomayor, they both of them have made statements about this, the injunction issue, and saying that the injunction, having a nationwide injunction from one judge over one particular case and making it a national injunction, has always seemed bizarre to her. And it's because it's unconstitutional. The judicial powers have no power over what the president does. There are three co-equal branches of government. So the Supreme Court, of course, comes in to make sure that things are constitutional with regard to what is being done by anything, whether it's the judicial or the presidential. Now, Andrew Jackson, regardless of what you think of the guy, I don't think he was... I actually did a book report on Andrew Jackson when I was a kid. Didn't realize, even after doing the report on him, I didn't realize what a nasty guy he was. He's responsible for the March of, I think it's called the March of Tears, I think it's called, or the Trail of Tears, Trail of Tears, it's called different names, but depending on what historian you're listening to. I believe it was the Cherokee out of, an Indian tribe that was given land constitutionally, given a reservation in the Georgia, mostly Georgia area, took up most of the state, most of it was in the state of Georgia. And basically Jackson came in and said, you know what, we're going to give this back to the folks of Georgia, the state, and we're going to march all these people out of here, on foot mostly, and drive them out into the desert. And that's what happened. Of course, a lot of them died on the process of going out there. A lot of them are Christians. The whole Cherokee Nation, I think, became basically a Christian tribe. And to be marched out there like that, and of course it was the doom of many. Became quite the thing. Now, the Supreme Court ruled that it was unconstitutional for him to do so. He ignored the Supreme Court because the Supreme Court has no, they have no ability to enforce their decisions. So the President Jackson, just basically just said, okay, we're just going to march about that. We're going to ignore the ruling from the Supreme Court, and we're going to do that. Now, of course, there was no Twitter, there was no X, there was no Truth Social. Social media didn't exist back then, so by the time everybody figured out what was going on and word got back to everybody and the news reported all this that was happening, it basically was kind of taken into... It was pretty much over before anybody knew about it, and it kind of happened in the cover of darkness, even though it happened over the course of weeks. So it was kind of a very, shady business. And that's not the only thing he did that was kind of screwy, too. He did a couple things that were like that. Now, having said that, the president, a judge could have gotten involved in that case itself. A local judge could have gotten involved, and they could have filed a state. But the state didn't want to do that. State, because the state was going to get all this land. So that's they didn't care. Nobody saw a problem with it, or nobody wanted to speak up about it in terms of what was going on at that time. Now, all these bleeding hearts, these people that are talking about everything that's going on with the deportation of people who are here illegally. There's a whole lot of stuff going back and forth about the whole thing. It is and has become a political football, of course, a hot button, and most people can't explain what they're talking about. There's all kinds of things on social media right now that are just, first of all, I'm not a doctor, I'm not a lawyer, I'm not a financial counselor. I'm just sharing my opinions. What you do with those, that's your business. I'm not gonna, don't hold me responsible for your decisions you make independently. Based on what I share, what my opinions are, or my experience has been. Now, having said all of that, there are people on social media, and I see this all the time. My wife happened to point out a couple of them the other day, read one to me, about how the folks are getting in the face of ICE agents and other agents and asking them for their identification, asking them for their all kinds of things. And if they don't give you their identification, you can report them to the local police. Now think about this. There have been some cases of some phony agents, and I don't know, understand what's going on here. This seems to be a counter operation made to be it's almost made, they're making it out to be to try to prove a point. In other words, they're trying to make it, it's like a false flag type thing that the left is doing, some of these activists are doing. And it's, in my opinion, it's not unusual not to be too surprised about it, but it's kind of a weird deal. They're pretending to be ICE agents, and then they're filming stuff and doing things and making it look like they're fraudsters out there just sucking, just out kidnapping people, basically what they're saying. And of course they're telling people to get in the face of these officers and ask them for their identification, ask them for this and that. Okay. Tell the local police that there's someone out here impersonating an officer or they're kidnapping someone, and they're armed and they're kidnapping someone with so of course local authorities are going to show up with a heightened sense of awareness, a heightened sense of on edge, testosterone's flying everywhere. They're thinking that somebody's out there with a gun. They're acting like an officer, and they're snatching up people. And of course, if certain law enforcement agencies don't just make a quick phone call to the Immigration's and Customs Enforcement Agency, they will probably not figure out. Right away, you could probably figure out what's going on. Yeah, we got an operation going on over there. Can't talk about it. This kind of thing happens. Of course, the swatting keeps happening when people call in SWAT on people, that kind of thing. They're doxing these folks, doing all kinds of weird things. The reason they want to get their identification is because they want to SWAT them, they want to dox them, they want to put their information out there for so people can attack their home, their families. this continues to happen, and it's very, very, I would say, immoral, disgusting, however, whatever you want to say about it. It seems like it's a very nefarious activity that's going on, but it is going on. So that's what's happening basically right now with all of the that's just the tactic that they're using right now. And I see people on TikTok and stuff now. They're playing. I don't look at TikTok, but I see the video. The people post the videos on YouTube, and they do all this weird gyrations where they have this weird stuff that goes on. And the main thing that they do typically is they have a tendency to get on and express their disdain and their angst, their upsetness, their indignation and their anger and their frustration and all. I don't know exactly what you're trying to prove by that, what you're trying to change by that. I don't know, other than just parading yourself around in front of people and pervading, parading your virtue around, virtue signaling, so to speak. Because take a step back for a moment. Are you changing any hearts? Are you changing any minds? Are you having a logical discussion about anything? Or are you just bloviating on your own opinions and what you think about yourself? I'm not sure I understand the process there that the people are going through mentally and what they're thinking about, why they're doing what they're doing. Makes no sense to me. So that's where I'm at with that whole thing. Regardless of all that, I guess that's about all I have to say about that. Yeah, on and on from there. There are some other things we can talk about, and let's just move on from there. A couple other things that I finally made it to the parking lot here. Quite the right spot. I forgot I have my bike rack on the back of the car, which sticks out a little further, so I need to make that adjustment. Regardless of all that. All right. I want to kind of turn my iPad around here. This is getting a little bit difficult. Hopefully this isn't too loud. The air conditioner running and everything going on here. The one thing I want to talk about is, we talked a little bit about this Candace Owens thing last week. And again, there are some people on the right that she would be considered the woke right now, I guess is what that's called. This idea that I really hesitate to put that label on anybody. And I appreciate Candace Owens. I think that she has apparently made some statements that I wasn't even aware of in terms of Jewish culture, Jewish issues towards the Jewish faith. And it is troubling. It is very more than troubling. It's really upsetting, actually. And the not that my opinion of her matters, but I find it difficult because of her influence, and also because of just the fact that someone can be so beyond themselves, I guess, or not having any kind of I don't know. She's bought into some really weird ideas lately. Tucker Carlson is kind of in that same camp now. Carlson has gone off what I would say is somewhat of a deep end. And what I've found is people start going down this road where they start to listen to certain individuals about things about 9/11, things about different conspiracy theories that have happened throughout time, throughout the ages, throughout the JFK files, all this kind of stuff. 9/11 is a big litmus test, in my opinion, where people are with that. There were some weird things that happened that day, that supposedly, and I don't know factually. I think that some of these things are memes that have come up, that people post things about what happened, that day or the day before or whatever happened. All of which, many times, have been made up, and I
I'm very much aware of that. Having been an airline pilot at that time, happened to be off that day. However, knowing people that were very much involved in the whole situation, I was a contractor to United at that time. There are people that go it's all over the spectrum with this whole thing. There are people who actually say that planes didn't even hit the buildings that day. It was just simply an explosion. They photoshopped the planes, all this weird stuff. It's weird things that go on. And she has interviewed some of these people. These are people who were very young when that happened. She probably would have been grade school when that happened, probably. The idea that we continue to listen to and give ear to some of these people without any kind of critical thinking and just kind of believe everything they say. This is kind of akin to Norman Finkelstein. I recently actually commented on Mark Dice. Mark Dice has a YouTube channel, and he pushes the edge, sets something at the outer envelope of some things. And one of the things he talked about was he talked about some books about Jewish stuff, what Israel has done and different things. And one of the books that he pushed out there for people to see, he had about four or five books that he recommended people read. One of those books was a book by Norman Finkelstein. And it's disappointing that he would do that, being someone who does a lot of research. Now, you can do research, and if the research itself that you're quoting or that you're looking at is, you know, tainted or biased or anything else, you can think that you're well read on a subject and not be. Sometimes I just check information with itself, and with Norman Finkelstein, it's just do the math on your own. So some of the claims that he makes about Gaza, for instance, the math just doesn't math. It doesn't math out. It's impossible. And it's when he rattles off these statistics, just off the top of his head, it's not an issue of is he wrong or not. It's an issue of he's absolutely wrong, and he's contradicting himself right in the middle of his very own statements. And it's just how people can kind of oversee that or overlook that, I guess I should say, it kind of blows my mind sometimes. I guess it's even though I'm sure I'm guilty of that to some degree, we're all susceptible to it. It's just, it causes me to, again, take more retrospect and be much more deliberate about things that I talk about, because it's just, we can easily blind ourselves with bias and implicit bias and everything else. So it's just very frustrating. Anyway, I'm not going to have a real long show today. Tomorrow morning, hopefully I'll have a show again tomorrow morning. It looks as if I am probably going to be sitting on the boat tomorrow morning as well. Highly doubt I'm going to be used for anything tomorrow. Probably not going to call me in. And then I start an actual trip on Wednesday. So I will be home again tomorrow night. Hopefully have a regular show from the home studio on Wednesday morning, and then be on my way. So there you go. That's what I've got to say about this at this point. A lot of busy work to do at home. But we'll see how that goes. Once again, thanks for being with me, folks, and thanks for listening. Again, call the show. Let me know what you think about what I think. And you can call the number. It's 812-379-8778. Sorry. 812-379-8778. And you can call, leave a text, leave a voicemail. I might play your voicemail on the show, possibly, if you'd like for me to. If you don't want me to do that, just that's fine. I'll just comment about the comment, or you might bring up a subject you want me to cover, or something that you do some research on, whatever it is. That's all. It's again, if you don't have access to a telephone that has international calling, if you're calling from another country, you can go to google.com/voice and type that number in, 812-379-8778, and leave a voicemail or a text message via Google. That's all I got to say. Folks, God bless. Have a great rest of your day, rest of your week ahead of us. and we'll see if it's your unfold. See what the next major talking point will be. But yeah, God bless folks. Have a good day. Take care. See ya.